Because I'm a human being, I sometimes find myself having very extreme emotional reactions that in a lot of cases completely surprise me. I am not prepared for them, and I tried for years to understand why I would experience such extreme emotions like very strong anger, frustration, confusion, fear, panic. There's so many different subtle shades of emotional reactions that a lot of them actually defy words or even being able to classify them as anything. And I found over the years that after trying to avoid having them happen or to somehow self-improve myself into a place where I no longer was susceptible to these things, I found that no matter what I did, it just suddenly, without any warning, sometimes I would react very strongly to something that a person says or does, or in some cases doesn't say or doesn't do, if I am caught up having any expectations for other people and any beliefs about what they should do and what I should expect. And a couple of times over the past week or so, I did find myself completely shocked and surprised to suddenly react very, very strongly to something that someone said, or the way that they said it, or the context in which something was said, or a particular behavior that I experienced. And I had the realization for probably the first time, and this is even after practicing mindfulness for over 30 years, that it is the reaction itself I can't really always understand, and especially not in the moment. That is the other side of this, is that there is no way to have any sort of perspective or any sort of understanding. And there really is, I found it's not really the time for analysis, deep analysis, when I am in the midst of any sort of strong emotional reaction. I also find that this can be compounded by when I find myself extremely angry at someone or extremely frustrated or responding to them in a certain way, that there can suddenly, almost seemingly at the same time as I'm exhibiting that behavior towards someone else or towards other people, I can also find that I can immediately begin to experience feelings of shame and feelings of inadequacy, and that there is somehow something wrong with me. And in the midst of all of those things happening seemingly all at once, no wonder it is so difficult to, why. And I also find it's not a surprise that it's sometimes referred to having an emotional meltdown. There comes a point to which it feels seemingly impossible to cope. It seems that it is very difficult to get a handle or control what is going on. It's kind of like the proverbial runaway train that is occurring, and there's no way to stop it or mediate it in any way. And the discovery that I had earlier this week, and it was a surprise, and it was also in a lot of ways very revolutionary, is that these strong emotional reactions that occur, and it seems like sometimes they get more and more intense after there's kind of an explosion of emotions, at least for me. I can't know what this is like for anyone else. I've certainly had conversations with many people over the years about this, and I've certainly witnessed seeing people have the experience of being able to not be so carried away by these strong emotional reactions, that there is this ability to cultivate this headspace, this different perspective, where we can actually realize that these thoughts that we're having are not the absolute reality of what's going on. They're simply what we think is going on, and that's not to minimize or diminish what anyone thinks about what is going on. But for me, what I have begun to realize is that if I have had the ability to experience peace and experience being comfortable in my own skin, the more that I have engaged in mindfulness practice, the more that I've sat on that cushion and sat still, and I'm not saying that that's the only way, it's certainly not, but for me, that is where I have been able to experience and connect deeply with my mind, not to analyze it, not to analyze what's going on, not to understand it, but simply to feel whatever it is that comes up in my body and then in my mind, and then to let it do whatever it does, and for me to recognize that just because I am having thoughts, just because I'm having emotional reactions, doesn't mean that that's the absolute truth of what's going on. And the more that I have connected to being present to what actually is going on, that really looks nothing like what I think is going on or what I believe is going on, the more that I have been able to, even in the midst of not being able to extricate myself from extreme emotional reactions, I can begin to pay attention to something else besides my own thoughts about how angry I am at someone or how frustrated I am with someone. I can begin to realize that those thoughts that I have that I took so seriously and still can do so if I'm not careful, that I don't have to necessarily pay any more attention to them. I can also not necessarily get caught up in giving any energy to them. And I know it's very tempting when I'm thinking thoughts about being angry at someone. It is very easy, or being frustrated with someone, it's very tempting to, that's all I want to think about. And I think that is for obvious reasons. I just stopped for a moment. I wasn't even really planning to do that, as I wanted to simply experience what actually was going on. I feel like I can talk about this all day long, but it is absolutely a completely different thing to experience what is actually going on without any thinking, without any commentary, and to just experience it. And that is really what happened. I found myself earlier this week, as I had mentioned previously, really, really angry with someone, really frustrated over something that had been happening over and over and over again. And I began to realize very quickly that I was suffering. I was struggling. I was so beside myself with anger, so beside myself with frustration. And that's all I could see. That was my reality. That was exactly what, that's all there was for me, was I was just swimming in that. I was just completely immersed in it. And suddenly there was something that I paid attention to beyond me. It was a sound that I heard. It was something, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but there was something that brought me back here to the present moment. I have no idea how it happened or why it happened, nor do I need to know. I just recognize, and I don't even know if it has anything to do with me practicing mindfulness for the past 30 years and paying attention to what's actually happening in the present moment. It was a gift that I received that could have been very easily overlooked because I was so busy being the person that was angry. I was so busy. I was so caught up in being so unbelievably frustrated with someone else in my life that I wasn't here for anything else. I could not be available to experience any of the seemingly small gifts that are available to us as human beings. And when suddenly I just became aware of something beyond me, And really, it was just some kind of, some kind of noise. I don't even remember exactly what it was, but it just immediately jolted me into the present moment. Not in a good way, not in a bad way, just simply, it just happened as it happened. And there was this sudden shift in realizing that while I can't stop myself from being angry or frustrated, nor do I have any interest in trying to do that anymore, or trying to prevent myself from doing it, or trying to, quote unquote, be a different person who has somehow transcended the susceptibility to anger, frustration, and any other emotions, strong emotional reactions. I don't have to invest any time and energy trying to be better. And I'm not, and I definitely want to be clear here that there's nothing wrong with self-improvement. There's certainly nothing wrong with wanting to be a better person. It's just that if that's all I can see, if that's all I am focused on, then I'm going to be identifying as the person trying to be a better person. And then when I find myself in the midst of a moment where I am human, where, something out of my control, I find myself acting in a way that I felt like I somehow had transcended, that I had somehow self-improved myself out of, that I don't feel like, for me, this is just, from my own experience, that I don't want to put myself in a position where I think that I am going to be anything other than I am. All I am really wanting to do going forward, and this has been going on for a long time, is to just allow myself to be however I am, and not condoning any kinds of behavior that are hurtful to others or to myself. That's not the point here. It is that I can actually trust how I'm going to be in any given moment. And if I find myself, as I sometimes am, being a flawed human being that sometimes can act in certain ways that I feel like I really would rather not, that if I can just cultivate the ability to cope with however I'm finding myself. And that's really what mindfulness practice has done, is it's allowed me to see that while it is very tempting to take all these thoughts seriously and get completely immersed in them, that I can recognize that those are things that if I just simply allow them to happen without engaging in them, without identifying with them, without believing that anything about what I'm thinking, and really without getting caught up in whether I'm right or wrong, I can begin to actually come at life from a different perspective. I can just simply be here and not be afraid of these thoughts, not be afraid of these strong emotional reactions. I can simply cultivate the ability to be here and to be present, even while those thoughts are going, completely out of control, because I trust it's about learning. At least I found for me that practicing mindfulness has been also about learning to trust my ability to ride out the storm of these very strong emotional reactions. And when I can just have enough headspace, enough perspective to be able to be the witness of these thoughts and reactions, and to no longer buy into the belief that they're just because I'm thinking them or feeling these reactions, that they're mine, that they're just simply something that's passing phenomena. It's what my guru used to refer to as passing show. Everything in life is constantly changing. And it is just really, for me, about recognizing that things come and go, thoughts come and go, strong emotional reactions come and go, that the more I try to resolve them or fix them or prevent them, the more that I suffer. And I speak this as someone who tried for decades to try to fix this, to try to be someone else. And what is so has been such a beautiful surprise for me is the longer I've engaged in this practice, the longer I have been able to cultivate the ability. And it's available to anyone. It is not something that is unreachable. It is not something that only people with a certain exalted status can realize and experience. It is available to all of us. And it's a lot of what has happened in terms of being able to have more perspective and a little more headspace have been a real gift the longer that I have engaged in this practice, and that's available to anyone. And it's really just about recognizing that I am not my thoughts, I am not my own, I'm not my emotional reactions. I simply just happen to be the person who they are occurring within. And when I can actually recognize that and experience that, I don't need to talk myself into anything. It's not a program to try to change my reality. It is just about being here, however it is, however it feels, whatever I'm thinking. And to be able to, the more I practice coping with thoughts that unsettle me, the more that I practice sitting with them, not trying to change them, not trying to talk myself out of anything, and developing the trust and the faith that I can ride these things out, that they will pass. They always do. They always have. And this is not a belief. This is not anything that I'm trying to talk anyone into. This has just been my experience. And I have witnessed so many people that I have taught this to and shared this with and had conversations with about, that this is something that is part of the human experience, that things come and things go. And there is this ebb and flow of human experience. That's all I can really say, because I don't even want to get caught up in thinking that I know anything about this. I just have experienced it. And that's all that I really need to concern myself with, is that I've experienced it enough to know that these things do come and go. And I've just practiced being able to be here, to pay attention to what's actually going on, and to trust that these things that are so deeply unsettling will pass. And if I can actually be here and be more present and just pay attention to the fact that these are just thoughts that are occurring, that they don't have to be my reality, I don't have to believe them, I can actually have more space, I can become more expansive, and really experience what life is, what is really happening in life, what it really is about, as opposed to what I think that it's about.